The U.S. military has called the killing of two American soldiers by an Iraqi soldier this week a, quote, deliberate act. The two U.S. soldiers were killed. Nine were wounded in an attack at a military base north of Baghdad. These are the first casualties for the military since President Obama declared an end to U.S. combat operations in Iraq on August 31st. Stephen Lee Myers joins us now. He's the Baghdad bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. And Stephen, it seems like there's more that we don't know about this incident than that we do.
That's right. They say they have launched an investigation, both the Iraqis and the Americans, trying to find out what happened. Some of the relatives of the Iraqi soldier involved said that he might have been teased, but the Americans are saying that's not the case. They're describing this as a deliberate attack on the American forces there.
They have detained his brother to try and investigate what may have been going on, but from the reports that we've gotten out of there that you cite in your writing, he seemed to have been in a good mood and had a good attitude all morning long, was going about his duties.
That's what people who knew him said, and so there's a bit of a mystery as what prompted him to open fire when the Americans were on the base with him that day.
Well, this has to have a military...
The Americans, I think, are trying to...
Go ahead.
The Americans are trying to figure out what the motive was, whether or not there was some sort of ideological motive or some other reason why he would have opened fire, but they're saying he did so deliberately.
Well, and there's a couple concerns here. One, that they are trying to, that there's an effort to bring U.S. non-combat troops into conflict. And another could be that people are worried that this is a reaction to some of the religious divide going on in the United States in the conversation about the mosque in New York and the Quran burning in Florida.
It's impossible to say at this point that there's a connection with that, though that has resonated here in Iraq as it has in other parts of the Arab world. I think in this case, what the incident shows is that the American forces, despite the declared end of combat last week by President Obama, continue to work with Iraqi security forces. On Sunday, they were at a military compound that came under attack by al-Qaeda insurgents, and they were involved in defending the building, firing their weapons. No Americans were hurt in that case. But in this one, you have an American unit that's embedded, working closely with an Iraqi unit, and something prompted this attack. It shows that even though the combat mission has been declared finished, there still remains an enormous amount of danger for any American soldier working here.
Has the military said that this will change any of their actions or their policies there for the non-combat troops?
No, they emphasized yesterday quite clearly that they don't expect it to have any change in the relationship, and they're going to continue to work closely with the Iraqis.
Okay, that is Stephen Lee Myers. He's the Baghdad bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. He's talking about the killing of two American soldiers this week by an Iraqi soldier. As you heard, we still have no idea why the attack was carried out.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.